You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by the MLB.com Shop.
Well, hello and welcome back, everybody. MLB.com Extras, the Texas Rangers edition. I'm Dave Raymond with T.R. Sullivan. T.R., a week away. Winter meetings just around the corner here. Not even a week away, I guess. Can you give us a sense what you think John Daniels and the Rangers are going to be looking to do while in Nashville?
Well, I think, Dave, they still want to get a starting pitcher, probably on a one-year deal, probably Colby Lewis, but there are other guys out there if that falls through. They definitely want a veteran starter for the fourth spot. You know, they got Cole Hamels, Derek Holland, Martin Perez up top. And, you know, they got Nick Martinez and Chichi to fill the second spot. The fifth spot. So they want some in the fourth spot. You know, they also will get Yu Darvish back at some time in the summer, but, you know, they got to have five to start the season. So they're going to be looking for a fourth starter, you know, Colby Lewis being the leading candidate.
And in his case, look, they know what they know about Colby Lewis. They like him as a pitcher. The question right now is health, and what is the status of his knee?
Well, he's supposed to get examined here this week in Arlington, the week before the winter meetings. And, you know, the Rangers just don't want to make sure he's going to be ready for spring training. You know, with Yu Darvish coming back, you know, in May or June, they don't need another guy who's going to be slow coming back. They need guys ready to come right out of the gate. So I think that's the big thing they want to do is make sure Colby's healthy. Again, we're talking about the knee, which is obviously important, but, you know, it's a little different than an arm injury.
Yeah, well, no doubt. But you do have to be at least a little bit judicious, a little bit careful with some of these guys. You know, we talk about putting together a five-man rotation. Everybody knows you're going to need seven, eight, you know, over the course of a year. You mentioned Darvish coming back. So I suppose there's, you know, we're going to see other moves in the margin as well on the starting pitching side of it. Any chance of Giovanni Gallardo coming back?
No, I think Gallardo is the kind of guy that they – going to get a multi-year deal. You look at the number of teams that are out there looking for starting pitching, and, you know, he's well-positioned to get a multi-year deal. And the Rangers already have four starting pitchers who are on multi-year deals. Cole Hamels, Martin Perez, Derek Holland, and Yu Darvish all have multi-year deals. So if they sign a fifth guy to another multi-year deal, they've pretty much, you know, taken away all flexibility in their rotation. So I think that Gallardo is probably going to go somewhere else, and I think they'll look at Colby Lewis or somebody of his equivalent.
Okay, so just to keep playing the hot stove game with you, T.R., what about like a Shelby Miller? Is that a guy that they could be interested in?
Oh, I think anybody would be interested in Shelby Miller, Dave. There's no doubt about it. But you also know that the Braves are going to want somebody like Nomar Mazara, you know, their great outfielder, or Lewis Brinson or Joey Gallo, somebody like that. I mean, you know, you're really going to have to give up a lot of prospects to get a guy like Shelby Miller. And the Rangers gave up five last summer when they got Cole Hamels. So, you know, they don't have that much left. You know, a guy like Gallo, he's got to be ready to step in third base after Beltre's contract is up. You know, Mazara is a young hitter that could end up playing left field for him, depending on what happens with Josh Hamilton. And Brinson could be their center fielder of the future. So, you know, those are the kind of guys they have to give up. And that's going to be awfully tough for the Rangers to do.
Yeah, okay, all right. I've been following you on Twitter lately, and there's been a lot of conversation about a potential backup catcher deal. It looks like it didn't come to fruition, though, and they re-signed Jimenez. What is the status of the catcher situation? Are they going to continue to look, or do they feel like they're set there?
Well, they're not set there. They know that. Everybody knows that. You know, they got Chirinos and Jimenez, and that's a good start. I think that they were looking to see if they could do better than Jimenez. Probably may not. I think what they want is a young catcher. You know, they gave up two last year and at the trade deadline when they sent Alfaro to Philadelphia, the Hamels deal, and they sent Tomas Tolis to Miami in the trade for Sam Dyson. So their two top young catchers are gone. So they would like to get a young catcher somehow, some way, that kind of can grow into the job. Obviously, you're not going to be able to take for the next Buster Posey or the next Matt Wieters, but, you know, they would like to find some kind of young catcher who's controllable, not a free agent, who can, like I said, grow into the job.
Okay. Offensively, you know, they got the kid to be named later, Patrick Ketelin. Did I get that right? Do we know anything about him?
Yeah, Patrick is a guy who played third base, first base, played a little bit of the outfield. He's got some power, got some speed. He's an athlete. He's an interesting guy, Dave, that he didn't play baseball at Rutgers. He played football. He's a defensive back. And then once his football career was over, his senior year, he decided to go out for baseball and ended up being great and ended up getting drafted into the Mariners system. And, you know, this is a guy that was kind of reminds me of Ryan Rua a little bit, a right-handed bat with some power and a little bit of speed. Same kind of makeup, that kind of guy who could, you know, sit off the bench.
Yeah, okay, interesting. That is a very interesting story. What else are they looking for offensively, though? You know, outfield, I suppose there's got to be a little something they're looking for. Anywhere else they're looking to make some moves?
They've got to get depth, Dave. That's the big thing this team needs is depth. You know, last year, Adrian Beltre went down and they had Kevin Kuzminoff, you know, a veteran third baseman, came up, played very well while Beltre was on the disabled list. Last year when Beltre went down with an injury, they had to bring up Joey Gallo, and he wasn't ready. Hit 204, just totally wasn't ready. You know, you got Josh Hamilton in left field. You know, last year when he went down in September, they had to put Mike Napoli out in left field. And that's not going to cut it. They got to get some depth there in center field, places like that. You know, it's not, you know, they don't need to be going out and trying to get the next, you know, like a Jason Hayward or guys like that. They just need some guys who can fill in for 2, 3, 4 weeks at a time when some of their starters go down, whether it's Shin-Soo Chu, Hamilton, Beltre, Prince Fielder, you know, the middle infield guys, somebody. They got to have some depth out there that can plug in for these injuries. That's the biggest thing that they really need, to me, is depth at every position.
Yeah, well, I guess that kind of sounds like a lot of work to me. You know what I mean? If you say,
well,
like, I
every,
go out and I got
to
go
out. Every team needs to do that. They need to go out there and get depth. You got to plan for these injuries. And 2 years ago, last couple of years, there have been times when the Rangers were having to scramble for injuries. You look last year at the catching situation. They lost both Carlos Corporate and Robinson Chirinos. You know, by the 1st of August, both of them were pretty much down. And they had to, you know, they got Chris Jimenez up from AAA, and they claimed Bobby Wilson off waivers from Tampa Bay. And fortunately, those two guys pieced it together and held it on, and the Rangers won the division, and both played very, very well. But, you know, you can't be scrambling during the season to find depth. I mean, now's the time to do it, is to go out there and get these guys that can fill spots during the season.
Yeah. What about money, TR? You talked about the longer contract that they're already tied into, and I get that. But do they ostensibly have some money that they can throw at some of these problems, maybe for shorter-term deals?
They have a little bit of money. Again, I don't think they're going to be playing for guys like Zach Greinke or Johnny Cueto, guys like that. Hayward, those kind of guys. But they do have a little bit of money that they can sign some players. A guy like Steve Pierce makes sense. Or, you know, right-handed bat who can play first base in the outfield, somebody like that. Those are the kind of guys that they need to plug in there.
Yeah. Okay. All right. It's going to be interesting. You know, still a lot of work to do, obviously, for this team. And next week, always one of those fun weeks. And, TR, looking forward to seeing you at the Opryland, and we'll catch up again then.
All right, Dave. Thanks.
Okay. There he goes, TR Sullivan, MLB.com Extras, the Texas Rangers edition.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go, every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.